This is Scream of Wheat, a Nightmare Before Christmas fanfic, written by Somnolent Blue and read by Rena Jenkins, for Pod Together Lightning Round 1. This story is rated G, contains the pairing Jewel Dr. Finkelstein, with additional tags for cooking, zombie gingerbread men, crack. Jewel Finkelstein is a master alchemist, an awe-inspiring transmogrifier, a tremendous revivifier. This is not her fault. It started with an advertisement. Lock, Shock, and Barrel excelled at adding to the quotidian annoyances of Halloween Town life, and lately, they'd started dumping circulars, flyers, and barbershop advertisements into the assorted mail slots, boxes, and urns of residents. Jewel had taken to sorting them into piles. Igor's bedding, colorful exothermic ink reactions, and creature stuffing. While her mind tumbled through her current experiments. She was humming along to her other half's calls for her presence. Let me see our brain, my Jewel. Oh, how it grows, my Jewel. The papers we can write, my Jewel. Where are you, my Jewel? When one of them caught her eye. Was that bleeding ink Kermes or cochineal? Beguile the senses, ensnare the mind, enchant the soul, it proclaimed. My Jewel, her deer continued, and she flipped it over. Borgia cookery correspondence classes. Learn to concoct our memorable recipes in the comfort of your own kitchen. Her deer needed something to fill his hours that wasn't watching her brain grow. She didn't monitor his, because he was the better anatomist. And she might do something irrevocable if she had to listen to one more ramble about how her sketches were insufficient, and was that a smudge or a growth or an extrusion? And could she be more gentle while her fingers were in his lobes? Also, she'd gotten most of the chemistry skills, and he was being recalcitrant about acknowledging that he needed to refine his current abilities in slicing, dicing, and titrating. This could work quite well, she mused, as she filled out the subscription form. Coming, my dear, she called, as she dropped it into Igor's delivery pile. Jewel Finkelstein possesses superb insight, and she modestly acknowledges that enrolling her other half into the Borgia Cookery Extension School was brilliant. His steak tartare moos, and his pufferfish induces the most exquisite paralysis. It had taken him a week to produce ginger snaps that cracked and crunched like bones, and a mere 2 months to bring out the most delicate cyanide in the wild almond biscotti. His glee over macerating makes her smile, and she's located the perfect mace to give him as an anniversary token. However, he can't resist experimenting. Jewel surveyed the lab bench and frowned. The detritus of her deer's latest foray was cluttering her side of the workspace, surrounded by a sticky residue. A small lick revealed citrus with hints of cinnamon and ginger, which was unsettling. None of the Borgia recipes called for that particular combination. And after the grotesque marshmallows, she distrusted her other half's intuition. However, his culinary forays were unlikely to unknot the fabric of reality, so she shoved everything to his side of the bench and then dropped her own equipment onto the space. She tinkered, glassware clinking and shadows oozing around in their beakers and flasks. Soon, she would solve the secret of the clowns gone without a trace, learn its secrets and master them herself. Oppressive air roiled through the tower, and she hoped that the humidity making her lab coat stick to her outer shell wouldn't cause the umbra and penumbra to split precipitously. The solvents that dissolved the shadow sherds from fabric reeked of roses and made Igor complain. But she wasn't going to go to Sally for a new lab coat, not after that girl's impertinent comments about her deer. Thunder cracked, and she shivered, enjoying the spark of lightning in the air and anticipating how it would invigorate her other half. Was that his cackle in the distance? Was he creating another creature for their anniversary? Perhaps the Eldritch Horror she'd requested? Was the thud, thud, thud reverberating through the stones the sound of a heart powered by infant's wails or the percussion of thrashing tentacles? Willing to let the mystery remain until he revealed the new creature, she turned back to her own work, only to place her stirring rod down when the thud, thud, thud became thud, 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 and her glassware started vibrating. This was unacceptable. She decanted the roiling shades from her flasks back into their holding jars. She didn't mutter as she climbed the stairs to her deer's tower. She supported his creative impulses. But his animations and creatures interfering with her alchemy was against the terms of their agreements, and regardless of his intentions or their intended recipient, he must govern them better. She paused on the threshold of his lab, arrested by the sight of a phalanx of gingerbread men marching around the vivification slab. They were disintegrating as they went, leading crumbs and red smears in their wake. Igor was frantically frosting inert cookies on the slab, adding screaming mouths and shocked eyes, finishing the last one just as electricity crackled through the lab and arced through them. The newly animated cookies jumped up and joined their brethren in circles, and her deer cackled. "My jewel!" he exclaimed. "They're alive!" She grabbed one, and it wiggled frantically in her grasp until she bit its head off. "Hmm," she said, letting the flavors roll across her tongue. "Citrus?" He grinned. "Blood orange. I'm still refining the hemoglobin balance, but that is a trifle." She dropped a kiss to his head. "I have faith in you, my dear," she said. "But I do need them to be a bit quieter. They're messing up my work." "Anything for you, my jewel. Igor, catch them!" She smiled fondly and went back down to her shadows, trusting that her other half had the situation under control. Really, this entire situation can be traced back to Jack, him and his wanderings through the shadows of holidays that were, to the rituals that are, and bringing back ideas like coffee time, and birthday, and election day. Jack Skellington is the uncontrolled variable in this equation, introducing ideas without properly controlled conditions. And Sally! That girl was no help. All of her doom and gloom and foresight and trickery just sitting silently by. Instead of counseling wisdom, she encouraged experimentation and democratic processes and personal growth. Halloween residents ooze from the interstices of shadow and nightmare. Personal growth is not applicable to their situation. The doorbell screamed, and Jewel put a stopper in her flask. The doorbell shrieked, and she wrote death/glory on the flask with a black wax pencil, overriding the purple of its in-progress state. The doorbell wailed, and she traded her lab coat for the ermine, arming herself against whatever nonsense Shock was going to attempt to sell her this time. "Yes," she said, as the door creaked open. Surprisingly, it was not Shock on the stoop. Instead, it was a kiss of vampires, wearing black ribbons that said Finkel and Stein on the dangling ends, and brandishing clipboards and blood ink pens. She wondered if she could appropriate one and reverse engineer the anticoagulant. It would make a lovely surprise for her dear. "Hello," Elizabeth said. "We are here on behalf of the Sustenance Necessary Alliance promoting exsanguination. Our members are gathering the required 13 signatures prior to submitting our petition to Jack." Jewel looked down her nose. "Ms. Bathory, the required 13 signatures for what?" she asked. "To add him to the ballot for mayor." Rom, the tiniest vampire, piped up. "He's so nice, and he doesn't care that we need to eat." Elizabeth sighed. "Blunt, perhaps, but not untrue. Dr. Finkelstein's latest outreach proved that he considers the needs of all of Halloween Town citizens, not just the lowest echelons. The inclusiveness and generosity demonstrated by gifting us a bag of his gingerbread men. We haven't seen that since the old days." "They were delicious," Vlad murmured, eyes heavy. "And the circulatory systems were inspired." "We believe that a new mayor could herald a new age for Halloween Town, and that Dr. Finkelstein should be that mayor," Elizabeth continued earnestly. "Would you join us in calling for a change?" "No!" Jewel said, and slammed the door. What were the vampires thinking? Interfering with the natural order of things? The mayor was the mayor of Halloween Town. That was his raison d'etre, his identity, his inherent construction. Her other half was a scientist, an inventor, a genius. That was their inherent construction. Jack's newfangled ideas about elections were as silly as his ideas about Christmas, and they'd disappear just as quickly. This is all Jack's fault. Jack's and Sally's and the vampires. It is absolutely not Jewel's fault that her other half was elected mayor of Halloween Town. The end.
Scream of Wheat, author's notes. I'd like to thank Rena for being an awesome partner and for being great to work with in this, our Pod Together Lightning project, and for rolling with it when a 1940s epistolary AU morphed into a Nightmare Before Christmas correspondence class, which somehow ended up as a G-Doc full of words about Jewel and her opinions about her deer and her decidedly strong opinions about the way her deer's cookery went and the way things ought to have happened. So, thanks, Rena. And I hope y'all enjoyed.
Reader's notes. So, Somnolent Blue and I matched up on, I think we actually matched up on Avengers and Marvel Comics Universe and possibly Stargate Atlantis. And somehow we wrote the most fantastic Nightmare Before Christmas story with all these really great allusions to the movie, and there's even a couple of Terry Pratchett jokes thrown in there, and she wrote this really fantastic story, and she was totally nice about, like, I was like, I want to use special effects, and then that sort of, it just turned into this really great cooperative experience, and I think it's fantastic. So I'm really glad that you guys enjoyed this. Thanks for listening, and have a nice day.